Unfortunately, around the world, drowning is the number one cause of accidental death in children under five. Now that school holidays are on and Learn to Swim Week kicked off on Friday, we're chatting about encouraging all children to learn the life-saving skill of swimming. To do that, we are joined by Learn to Swim Week ambassador and world champion swim coach, Laurie Lawrence. Good morning.
How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm bubbling over. I'm just at the pool right now. And I'm looking around. I've got 10 teachers in here giving free lessons to the kids these school holidays. Because
oh,
I know
happening.
Just it's Full Works Learn to Swim Week this week. So I'm just loving it.
It's absolutely fantastic. And it's really important to make sure that kids under five learn how to swim. Unfortunately, I mentioned there that drowning is a number one cause of accidental death. What do you think can be done to prevent this?
Well, the Kids Alive program, of course, is about Kids Alive do the five, fence the pool, shut the gate. Teach your kids to swim. That's me. That's what I love. Teach your kids to swim. It's great. Supervise, because they can be quick as a wink. I got two grandkids, 15 months, and yesterday I almost lost them. Just takes a second. You can't take your eye off them all. And, of course, finally, learn how to resuscitate in case an accident occurs. So that's the five. But for me, learning to swim at an early age is the best.
And how early is early? When should we start teaching kids how to swim?
Well, kids have their first lesson in the womb. They're immersed in a fluid, and so we maintain that natural affinity they've got with the water. Come in, that's the boy. As soon as they're born, we start pouring water over their face early and using conditioning triggers, ready to go. And pretty soon they'll hold their breath on command. And then we know we're ready to go under. So kids can be submerging, having their first underwater experience, between 4 and 6 months of age. So it's really, and then it's a gradual progression of skill building when you're teaching kids to swim at an early age.
Absolutely. And I'm really curious, this year has had a lot of interruptions, unfortunately, because of COVID, and have many kids might have missed their swimming lessons this year, or were not able to go to their local pool, beach or river. Do you think this could have an impact?
I really think, because kids, and that's why we've got this Learn to Swim Week, to get them back in the water, get them swimming, because they will have been doing nothing all over winter. But now that spring and summer's approaching very quickly, kids are attracted to water like magnets. They love it. They love playing. And any body of water is dangerous for little kids under the age of five. They need to be supervised. I look across the pool now, and we've got lessons there. There's six parents in the water right now with their kids under the age of five, showing them how to paddle, how to kick their legs, how to move through the water. It's lovely to watch. And the bonding that happens between parent and child is just unbelievable. It's a full half hour, one-on-one with the parent, no phones, no electric gadgets. It's just one-on-one, beautiful bonding.
It is such a special time being able to teach your kids how to swim. As part of the Learn to Swim Week, there's going to be free classes on offer for kids under five. Can people still get involved? How can they...
Look. Victoria had a lockdown. Their still pools are still not open, which is sad, because I think it could cause kids to drown this year. So what Pool Works and Kids Alive have done is we've on learn2swimweek.com. You can go online, you can register, look for your local swim school, and you can get a voucher where if you can't do it this week, within the next 12 months, you can take that voucher in to the local swim school and it'll be honoured. So it's a great, great thing that Pool Works and Kids Alive are doing. Like, since we've started the partnership, it's since we've started, drowning stats in Australia have, in the under five age group I'm talking about, has gone from 63 down to last year 12, the lowest on record. And Queensland led the country with 6 drowning. So we've got to pull our socks up here in Queensland and really do what Western Australia, what Tasmania, what South Australia's done, and have zero preschool drownings. If every state does that, it's like putting a man on the moon. We'll have zero preschool drownings.
Hopefully we do that. It definitely is the aim. Thank you so much, Laurie, for joining us, and an absolute legend to be swim coaching and doing interviews at the same time. Thank you so much.
All right. I better get back or I'll get the sack here.
Thank you, Laurie.
Thank you. Bye.